Here's what it is at LKSD. Bethel Regional High School took first place in the 2018 Bethel Wrestling Invitational last weekend. It was an extremely close tournament between BRHS and the Colony High School, with the winner of the event being decided by the very last match. Hayden Lieb from Bethel High School won by tech fault over Mercarius Floresta from Colony, putting BRHS up to 230.5 points over Colony's 228. Lindsay Beans Polk from BRHS was voted Outstanding Female Wrestler. Hayden Lieb, also from BRHS, was voted Outstanding Male Wrestler of the 145 to 285 pounds weight classes, and Colin Brown from Quinnahawk was voted Outstanding Male Wrestler of the 103 to 140 pounds weight classes. It was also an incredibly close tournament for the elementary and junior high wrestlers. Gladys Jung Elementary, with 174 points, beat out the Bethel Junior High, who finished the tournament with 173 points. Coaches voted Eileen Lester from New Holland and Paul Diamond from Bethel Junior High for the two outstanding wrestlers of the tournament. There's a Search and Rescue Fiddle Dance fundraiser this weekend on November 9 and 10 at the Nuni Ormute School in McCormick. There will be raffles for prizes and everyone is welcome to attend. Trefornik will be hosting a NYU event this weekend on November 9 and 10. The competition will start around 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Night Mute will be one of the schools participating. Agula School will be hosting a Mix 6 volleyball tournament this Friday and Saturday. The games will go on from 3 to 10 p.m. on Friday and from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets are $1 a game. All proceeds from concessions will go towards travel for the volleyball team. Guichluk, Ik, Akyuk, and Tuksuk will be there to compete. Agula School will also be hosting a Veterans Day breakfast and assembly on Monday, November 12th, to honor veterans and those who are currently serving. Breakfast will be at 9:15 a.m. and the assembly will start at 9:45 a.m. Also, Agula School is currently voting on their new school logo. Community members can stop by the school to cast their vote. One vote per person and four logos to choose from. This was Kaylee King, and that's what it is at LKSD.